Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Richmond, Kentucky First United Methodist Church, growing disciples who make a difference.
Today's scripture from Genesis chapter 40, verses 1 through 14. Sometime later, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their master. The king of Egypt, Pharaoh, was angry with those two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, put them in custody in the house of captain of the guard in the same prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, and he attended them. After they had been in custody for some time, each of them two men, the cupbearer and the baker of King Egypt, who were being held in prison, had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were dejected. So he asked Pharaoh's officials, who were in custody with him in his master's house, "Why do you look so sad today?"
"We both had dreams," they answered, "but there is no one to interpret them." Then Joseph said to them, "Interpretations belong to God. Tell me your dreams." So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dreams. He said to him, "In my dream, I saw a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed, and it clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and put the cup in his hand." "This is what it means," Joseph said to him. "The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your prison, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand. Goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness, mention me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this prison." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We're going to do things a little differently this morning. I'm talking to the adults here real quick. Have any of you ever felt like life was unfair because it was the children that got to come up front and sit down on the floor and hear from Miss Cheryl? You know who you are. So here is your official, for the adults, your official invitation. Who would like to come down and sit on the floor? Okay, yes. You all thought I was kidding. Come on down. Wow. Y'all feel bad, don't you? Anybody else? We got aisles. Fantastic. All right, kids. Adults. We're going to put a picture on the screen, and I want to see if you can tell me who this person is. Some of you know. Who is it? J.J. Watt. All right. J.J. Watt. Let's talk about J.J. Watt for a minute. He's a defensive end for the Houston Texans, okay? He's injured right now, but he's a very good player. He's a very famous player. His Twitter account, he's got 3 million followers, almost as many as me, you know? And so he has lots of fans out there. People pay lots of money to go, or before he's injured, to see him play in all of this. So naturally, you would think, wouldn't you, adults, that he gets lots of mail. He gets lots of fan mail. He gets lots of tweets, and probably more than he can respond to. But he got one very special package in the mail. And I want to show you the contents of that package. It was so meaningful to him. Let's see that next picture. He got what he got in the mail was a jersey, an autographed jersey. And it came with a letter. And you probably can't read the text on there, so let me read this letter to you. Dear JJ, I am 7 years old. My name is Anthony Tarantelli, and I am your biggest fan. People call me JJ because I also play defensive end and tight end like you. I wear number 99 like you too. I was the most feared rusher in my league this year. I am sending you my autographed game jersey so you will know me when I'm a famous NFL player. 99 rocks, your friend Anthony. Isn't that awesome? So here's what I think, though, kids, I mean adults. Here's what I think the best thing is. J.J. Watts, so many followers, so famous, so many stats to back up who he is as a football player. Here's what I think the best thing is. He actually tweeted this out to those 3 million followers. He actually got this and felt like it was so special that he sent it out. And something to the effect of, I respect this kid. He's got some guts. Doesn't he? 7 years old. And so I think the best thing that J.J. Watt did here recently was listen to the dream of 1 7-year-old kid. We just heard the story of Joseph. We've been following Joseph's story in bits and pieces as we've been going throughout. And here, we started with Joseph. He's had a couple of dreams. And yet Joseph has been through the ups and downs of life. We're very familiar with how life goes, aren't we, adults? Yeah, life has its ups and downs. And right now in this passage, you know, Joseph's been given these big dreams, but right now we find him in jail. He's in jail. He's like, what's going on with these dreams? You know, God, where are you? And he notices two of his friends that are there in jail, the cupbearer and the baker. And there's also the candlestick maker, but we're not going to talk about him. He didn't make the cut. And so Joseph, he's in jail. His dreams haven't come true yet. And yet he still asks his friends, and he says these words, tell me your dreams. He still cares. He still says, tell me your dreams. Why is that so special? Here's what I think Joseph realized that we need to remember today. Our dreams are special. Our dreams are important. Our dreams represent God stirring something up in us. Perhaps something really big. Perhaps something even bigger than being an NFL football player. Our dreams are sacred. Our dreams are holy because they're evidence of God working within us, calling us to do something big. So perhaps today, as our dreams are being shared and as we've shared dreams along in this series, perhaps we don't have the full dream yet, but perhaps we have an idea. Perhaps we have a little sliver of an idea. Perhaps we feel like God is stirring something up within us. And so we've talked a lot about sharing our dreams. Today, I want to encourage you to take up Joseph's example and J.J. Watt's example. And let's say these words. Tell me your dreams. Tell me your dreams. Tell me your dreams. And in a cool way, God works in mysterious ways, right? When we share our dreams with each other and when we listen to those dreams, I wonder if that's how God helps those dreams he's given us to become true. Certainly did with Joseph. Certainly did with Joseph. So here in a few minutes, adults, we're going to return to our seats, and baskets are going to be passed, and those baskets are going to contain markers and strips of fabric. Share your dream. Share your dream. Let's follow Joseph's example. And let's say that to each other. Tell me your dreams. Will y'all pray with me? Father God, we thank you for the work that you're doing in our hearts and in our minds. And Lord, help us to be patient when we don't have the whole thing figured out yet. But help us to trust in you, for we know you're at work in our lives, Lord. Help us to be brave enough to share our dreams with each other. And help us to be those who have ears to hear when those dreams are being shared in our midst as evidence of you working in our lives. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said,
thank you for listening to the podcast of the Richmond, Kentucky First United Methodist Church, growing disciples who make a difference.